Good morning, this is Philip. Just finished a 5K run. Been off a few extra days this week. Really hadn't slept much this week, so I could not get myself out of bed Thursday morning before we left for Victory Ranch to run. And then while at Victory Ranch, I played a lot with my students. We had a really good time, but I didn't sleep well there either. Just got, I guess, allergies or something all up in my head, and I hardly ever sleep well first night in a new place. So anyway, all that to say, I didn't get up and run yesterday either. So Tuesday was the last time I ran. I only did a 5K, but it felt okay. And I do have the 5-mile run tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes. A couple things that were... Morning, how are you? Couple of things that were on my mind this morning as I ran, thinking about just Victory Ranch. Had a really good time getting to know my students better, playing with them, challenging ourselves. I was thinking this morning about the pamper pole, which is basically a long telephone pole that you climb up to while strapped into a harness. You actually stand on the top of the telephone pole, just that round, you know, little 10-inch diameter pole, and then you jump out and grab a hold of a trapeze, and I didn't really have much trouble getting up there. I had a little bit of trouble standing up, but once I got up and it was time to jump, I froze, and I think some fear and nervousness took over, maybe some mistrust at the guy who was holding me, holding the rope that was attached to my harness. I don't know what it was, but I really... I was kind of overwhelmed with some panic, and they moved the trapeze a little bit further out, which made it seem like there was no way I could jump that far. My legs were locked, so I couldn't even bend my knees to jump. But somehow, one of my students actually stepped up, and he goes, "Okay, we're going to do this on three, on the count of three," and he counted it down for me, and I felt like I couldn't let him down. And so I jumped out there, and I grabbed hold of it, and all was well. I'm sure there's a lot of things I could pull from that, but one is I was really impressed with how my students encouraged one another and encouraged me, how they're not really going to leave a man behind, which is a really neat thing to see in sixth grade boys, and really the need all of us have for some encouragement, somebody to challenge us, somebody to tell us we can do it and believe in us, and the importance of sometimes just tackling what we're afraid of. And I think that's true in the classroom too. I think we need to build a community, not so much that's based on competition and who's the best, who's the smartest, who can get the best grades, but how we can work together so that we can all become the best, our best selves. And I was just impressed by that. The other thing was I had a setback yesterday. I was trying to do the hard rock climbing wall on the Diamond Tower, and I got about two-thirds of the way up and was really fighting for it. My legs were screaming, my arms were screaming. It was really hard, but I was determined. I was determined I was going to get up there. I'd watched some of my students get up there already. But sure enough, two-thirds of the way up there, my left hand slipped, and when it did, I lost a footing, and my right hand couldn't hold on, and... I had to rappel down, and I was pretty, I was frustrated and discouraged, but again, the boys kind of picked me up, I couldn't get back to it. I just couldn't go back right away. I was too worn out, too exhausted. I was not going to make it to the top as tired as I was, I decided to share that, which just makes me think that maybe I need to be a little bit more forthcoming about the struggles that I have and the setbacks. A lot of times in the education blogging world, we like to put a positive spin on things, but this was real frustration. So I'm about to run out of time. Those are a couple of the big things that I am just thinking about this morning. So I hope you have a really good day. Thanks.